Hi, and welcome to podcast episode 30. Lyrica, tell us what's happening.
What is happening?
You're the host for this episode.
All right. I created an official account on WeChat.
And how'd you do that?
An official account on WeChat.
Can
I ask?
It's quite complicated, right?
Not QQ.
It's kind of related, but it's not.
WeChat, I guess an official account is like a Twitter official account, then, I guess.
No, official account is something that you can subscribe to.
You mean a verified account? It's like a Facebook page versus a profile.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right. But with the WeChat, apparently, it needs to have lots of verification, identification, all sorts. Tell us.
You need to have a Chinese ID. You have to have a China bank account. You have to have that bank account linked to WeChat Pay to create an official account.
So you need to be a Chinese national.
Yes.
I have those.
Yeah. I think this
So you can ask other people to do it for you, to manage it for you.
What's the benefit, though?
We have half of the Chinese population using WeChat right now, which is...
About 700 million.
600 million,
give or take.
Yeah, I think the official account...
Active user per month.
So what's your official account about? Is this you?
For yourself?
No.
Or for Funky Kid?
No.
Okay.
But we can do a
Lyrica Kid.
We can do a Chinese version of Funky Kid, and I can run it.
Well, what's the Chinese for Funky Kid?
I haven't thought about that.
See.
So,
Funky Yeah.
We'll think about it. But yeah, the official account is meant to.
It's a group of five, and we want to do something together. We all graduated from an English major, and we are doing totally different things in our lives, living in different cities. And we used to sit on couch a lot and talk, and we skip class for that, and it sounds stupid, I know.
But like friends.
No, you sound like a normal girl, to be honest.
Yeah, girls and boys,
yeah.
In this case. So we want to do something together, and everybody now writes articles for that account, so and people are very interested in it.
How do you write articles for WeChat?
Just post it.
But would you post it to?
To that subscribe.
We have the official account.
Is it the moments they call it?
No, like Facebook page, right?
You subscribe to that Facebook page.
You like the page.
So you will get notifications.
Enter your comments.
Yeah, but I thought WeChat is just an app, not a website.
It is WeChat now has the subscription item. So you click in it, have all the accounts that you subscribe to.
Yeah.
It's a page.
I think the last time I
Can you access it from the website? A computer?
Yes.
Web browser. You can.
Yeah. Just like WhatsApp.
So basically, it's how WeChat, what WeChat's done is they take
But it's not like a public facing, like a Facebook or a Yanyan.
It is.
Renren.
Public one, yeah. So basically, what WeChat's done, they take it in.
Do you know Yanyan? You can search on Baidu and you can find an account, a verified account, and then it's open to search Yanyan.
I've got a Yanyan account somewhere, Renren account. Yeah. Yeah. I've got one somewhere.
So what they've done is taken the WeChat chat program to the next level.
Lots of dirty stuff on WeChat.
In fact, they've gone past WhatsApp and past all the other chat programs available. What they've done is integrated a subscription.
You can't compare. I think you can't. I used to compare WeChat with WhatsApp.
Yeah.
But you can't anymore because it's more like Facebook versus.
They've taken it to the next level.
Yeah.
We used to be just a chat program. Now they've taken it to the next level, which is a lot better than what WhatsApp could have been.
Yeah.
By integrating subscription. Blogging, you know,
payment system.
So it is a lot more advanced than what other chat programs could have been.
It's a platform rather than a program.
It's a platform now.
It has different.
There is isn't there a PC browser version or something like that?
Yes.
I'm sure there is. I've been.
Yes, I use it every day.
Yeah. So it's easier to enter your articles and blogs and through the website.
So But if I search on Baidu, can I find that? Do you know what I mean?
I think you can
search.
I haven't tried it.
Facebook pages come up in searches, right?
Yeah. Well, the Baidu's China's search engine, and they're like, you know, in in Russia they have is it Yandex?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and in China they have Baidu.
But Yandex is big in numbers, but technology-wise, it's not as big as Baidu.
It's their preferred. Like for example, each country has their own preferred search engine, right? So Yandex will be in Russia. A lot of Russians use it. In China, we'll be using Baidu a lot, and the Chinese search engine would cater for their own, you know, social stuff, I guess.
I remember the first time I opened a WeChat account was back when I first got to Hong Kong, like 5-6 years
ago. As a chat program.
But then I had to stop using it.
Because everybody else is using WhatsApp.
No, because prostitutes kept adding me and messaging me.
I still get loads in Hong Kong.
And at the time I didn't realise it was the location feature, right? So I had to turn that off.
You thought you were very popular.
I was like, what are these random weird women in Chinese sending me messages?
I don't think that's... Yeah, I guess. I think it's in different areas, in different countries.
Are you
showing
off or something?
No. Because you're in TST.
No. Last time I went with colleagues in Shenzhen. And then I don't have roaming on a phone. But they do. They're these locals. As soon as they cross the border, their phone's like bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
The WeChat was just going crazy. It was like, look at it. It's all women like saying something else.
Even when we went to China, was it when I was with you the other time?
Yeah, well, I think they.
We were somewhere.
That was how many years ago? What, 4-5 years
That's
ago?
That's about 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think since then they've cleaned it up a lot. Like any platform when it first brand new.
No, there was 3 years ago.
There's a lot of people abusing this platform back then.
Yeah.
Same thing.
There were prostitute rings busted in China.
So they stopped, they cleaned it up a lot now. I think now they realize that, you know, it is a platform where you can do a lot more with it. And But what's interesting is how, you know, getting a subscription channel is a lot more difficult. Because I think with a subscription channel, it's almost like a public open domain where people can see it.
Well, the difference being,
right,
in China, you have to verify as in
verify.
You have to verify.
Because there's a lot of press freedom stuff, which...
Yeah, outside of China.
Yeah.
When you mean verified, all you've done is basically messaged...
Of, you know...
No, outside China, you don't.
Yeah.
So like Facebook and Twitter, you just say... You email from that company email address, and it says, okay, cool, you're verified. That's it.
Yeah.
But China, they ask you for bank account ID and all that, so you're actually associated with one person.
There's no way then I would get one then, really.
Not if you're trying to,
become
a dissident.
Exactly. You need a national ID card, which is probably like really never going to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
So how long have you had that account?
2 weeks, 3 weeks.
How many subscribers? Do they call it subscribers or followers?
Subscribers, I think.
Or stalkers?
Followers or subscribers,
or the Chinese
either way.
Version or whatever it is.
We started posting articles 3 days ago, and we have 66.
Really? Is that... Is
66
that
what? Readers?
Followers?
So, yeah, so now they subscribe it.
But how do people stumble across your...
Discover? How do you discover
blog?
Someone?
We posted on our Moment and asked people to do it.
To join, yeah.
So the Moment's...
So we posted our first
personal
article. Yeah, and we reposted on our Moment and saying this is our first article, and people started to subscribe. And then we posted our second one, and people see, you know, oh, this is interesting, and they subscribe.
It's weird because China has this little own system of things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whereas Facebook and WhatsApp are like huge everywhere else, China's got this own little thing.
It's like back in the day where, you know, the music industry in the US, you can become platinum just in one state, been selling a million records and become,
isn't there like,
you know,
a free, well,
so in China they can have enough with their own internet users.
We have
in
a
China
lot.
It's like free. I remember there was
it's not
one
as free as before now. For example, people like Taylor Swift, she would not allow that anymore, so we need to buy things. Like by...
Because before it was less regulation.
Yeah.
So a lot of them were
illegal. Last time when I was in Beijing, like 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I could just, there was a free app. There's an app you download. And all you do is sign up and it was like a free Spotify.
Yeah.
There's like millions of songs on it.
Yeah.
Like,
QQ
like, wow.
Music. Which is called.
Oh yeah, QQ Music.
It's amazing. And then, and obviously they use their own version, like Ren.
No, QQ used to pay for that. Even though that they give it to you to listen for free. They actually paid, because when I worked for the music company, they used to give us a check all the time. Yeah. But they didn't ask you to take the music. They take the music and then pay you.
Oh.
Rather than ask you for the music and then pay you.
Oh. Well, you're talking to a totally different domain when it comes to copyrighted music stuff, because that's
another world.
But
that is also Tencent stuff. So WeChat is Tencent.
Yeah,
Tencent. Is Tencent. And
because Yen Yen is Tencent. No, is it?
No.
Yen Yen is something that already disappeared. No way.
No, right,
so what's that Chinese Google, Baidu, what is it?
Baidu.
Yeah, Baidu is
not Tencent.
No.
No, Baidu is another company.
Oh. They got shares in Yahoo.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Everyone's got shares in Yahoo, though.
Baidu is
the biggest.
Baidu is the biggest search engine in China.
But they sold it. They didn't want this.
Yahoo's useless.
Yeah.
But
Hong Kong people still use Yahoo.
Yeah, because Hong Kong people use useless.
Hong Kong people like that main page they go to and it's got like it's got millions of news items.
Like
weather and
then
gossip.
Yeah.
They're all like in one page, whereas we want that search engine which is like quick,
clean.
Yeah. Immediately pops up with Google.
It's the other one. It's Hong Kong's mindset is you give me the stuff which is popular versus us, we want to go find the stuff that suits us currently.
Yeah.
So it's the two-way different thing.
But if you know internet and you're a tech guy, then it's you want to get stuff that you want, right? So you don't need to get fed with stuff you don't want.
Yeah.
I don't go to Yahoo. It's pointless.
I've never. I just like
MSN, Yahoo.
I search Yahoo auctions sometimes just to see if I can find some niche things I specifically want to see if someone maybe wants to sell it secondhand or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like amongst my friends, I'm the tech guy, so I always get the random tech questions, and 90% of the time I don't know the answer, and I just go to Google, type in the question they've asked me, and then send them the link. And they're like, oh, you know everything. I'm like, no,
I just Google. let me Google that for you.
Just Google it. Google.
Why don't you just ask Siri instead?
Google is your friend.
I never got to Siri.
Friend.
I don't know why. All these years I've had Siri on my phone, I've just never really gotten into it. I probably used it ever once.
Because it's
say,
not accurate
hey, Siri,
enough,
what's
yeah.
the weather like today?
Yeah.
I know.
But I see people like they say, oh, Siri, set an appointment for me like week Thursday, 4 o'clock, for blah, blah, blah. And it works. And I can't even get it to work.
Yeah,
it needs to be trained though. The more you use it, it's more accurate.
I don't get it. I don't.
I really don't get it.
Someday it will be accurate enough that everybody's.
No, because you're just talking to a dumb phone at the end of the day.
It's all going to the server.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not, there's no AI in it. It doesn't respond to you personally. You just ask a question. Oh my god.
Your phone is responding to you.
Oh yes, Siri is working on your phone. Hey Siri.
He is talking to him right
you
now.
You are not an AI, Siri.
Oh my god.
Siri is so stupid.
See,
it's
he's
not
so
personal.
Stupid. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Why is my phone suddenly on because of my Siri? Anyway.
It's because you're plugged into the power.
Probably.
Hi Siri.
Don't wake the phone up. No, but yeah, years ago, maybe later on, they'll have a
I don't think it's
better
far off,
AI.
Though. I don't think it's far off.
Agree.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like to have more control. So I like the thing in my hand that I'm just doing whatever I want with it. Whereas if I had like everything was voice active over Siri, I just don't feel like in control.
Wasn't there a film called, is it called Her?
Yeah, that AI.
Ooh. Man, that one.
That was creepy.
Weird.
Her with, what's that woman?
I know it's Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. And the girl
the voice
from Lucy.
Avengers.
Oh.
Lucy was the other one.
The fit one.
Yeah.
The fit one. Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah. So that was interesting because maybe in the future they have an AI like that and that would be almost like a personal assistant by your side that'll do everything that you
But it's the change of habit, right? So at the moment we're still talking like logical English to the phone. So if you don't know how to speak like that, then
you
can't really.
Welsh accent. Like a Cardiff accent.
All right, but. He responds to you, right?
Yeah, you have to learn the logic of Siri to kind of utilize it fully, right?
Yeah,
which is not natural, which is why we can't get into the habit. But when Siri learns the different habits of people, the way they talk, then it's gonna be second nature. Just like when we first had touchscreens and everyone were like, "But how do I type? I need a physical button.
Yeah.
Why do I need?"
It'll be a few more years though. It's like they mentioned about speech recognition. That was like 10 years ago, and it's still, it's better than before, but still a long way to go yet. Yeah.
Because it can't recognize.
Do you do the typing, the audio typing thing?
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
I don't.
See? If you try that, you'll see how much improvement they've done.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised.
You're telling me this podcast, it can record what we talk about?
No, you just keep typing. It's just like typing.
I've seen them use online. Online, the app, they use that Chinese dictation on it.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be like this, like really accurate.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that one you said about Microsoft?
No, it's like sometimes when you see me like sending you a text message and like the word is completely wrong.
Yeah.
That's what I'm using voice.
Oh, you just basically speak into it?
Yeah.
And it types it for you?
Yeah. Okay. So it does work, but then you need to structure your language to suit the way it talks.
Oh, so like when I do the video and say, "Hi, this is Funky Kid Podcast, episode 30. And
then it recognizes...
If it's that clear because you're splitting everything up, then it's fine.
Right. It starts talking with Welsh.
Yeah, but that's not the natural way to speak, is it?
Yeah, I don't speak like that. It's like, imagine going,
Yeah. It's like, do you remember the old school guys when they used to dictate to their secretary and they used to write? Yeah, so like a businessman would be talking to a secretary.
That's my boss talking to me.
Yeah. Cause
really?
Sometimes he does.
Because they talk and then they tell you to full stop and new paragraph and everything. Like, people design.
That's like old school. That's like really 80s.
But this dictation is designed from that. So those people can actually transfer their skills straight to that and it works 100% of the time.
Mm.
Because they've structured the way they talk to suit.
Wow. Okay.
So the gap is just bridging the natural language and the slang. Because my slang versus your slang versus her slang is different, isn't it?
Right. I get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Big improvement. Yes.
Okay.
Compared to like 4 or 5 years ago.
All right, so Lyrica, tell us what else. I mean, you were doing some video editing, found some new skills.
We've done another video. Check out our latest video.
Which one is that?
To Shenzhen.
The Shenzhen one.
The Shenzhen one. And we used the GoPro. And that was a really fun clip.
It was the GoPro and the other one, the other camera.
The clone.
The clone, which is the SJ, which one?
What?
3000, 4000, I can't remember now.
Yep, and we used an iPhone, which was pretty good, right?
iPhone
we used.
Yep, and I think, you know, it turned out quite well. And we also, what else did we do?
We also did the Sneaker Street, a video as well.
That was using your Canon
G7X. Yeah.
The picture on it is really good, right?
That's probably the best picture because it's got an internal stabilizer.
It's got everything. It's what the
colors, nice and
vloggers use, right?
Mm, yeah.
I really like that video as well. But check that out.
Yep.
Like
it. But I'm thinking if it was more smaller, lightweight, it would have been perfect for
more me. Smaller.
Yeah.
You can clip it on his chest again.
Yeah.
Much smaller.
Oh, talking about that, I bought a clamp case which fits.
You've talked about this, haven't you?
Yes,
yeah,
so.
You've
got
by
license 15
dollar
toy.
Oh yeah. No, but we didn't try it out, we didn't test it. So today we did some testing. I clamped it on my chest.
Winston's been testing for 2 weeks, man.
Yeah. Sideways and vertical ways, and the picture came out really well. The only problem was it was one wide enough kind of thing.
It's not wide enough. The angle that you put it at, you're basically recording everyone's boobs.
Or bums.
Which is what we wanted, really. That's what the whole point.
Stalker cam.
The positioning was quite stable, so it was like quite straight rather than bent.
Because that's your man boob.
So
giving it a bit more oomph.
So we'll be using one of these during our adventure out, whenever we go.
Will we?
Yeah. So.
Hey, Lloyd, what you've got for us?
I don't have anything. We did the video, actually. We were talking. We did a video podcast last week.
Yeah.
We recorded it. 7 times. We talked for like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, but we only, if we clean up the content, I think we only have like 30 minutes worth
because
we kept failing.
Maybe less.
We had like four cameras on us. We had 2 recording devices.
2 ran out of battery, 2 ran out of memory.
Yeah. And we got so pissed off. You can see the visual distress in my face as every time that everything cut off. But it was a good laugh. It was a good experience. I think we're progressing with our content slowly.
Yeah, yeah.
And the techniques and stuff.
And tell us what else you buy today, because you went to some support, right? Again.
Yeah,
because I wanted to have a look at some.
The hard drive is pretty epic.
Because there's all these new tech now, isn't it?
Explain to us, Wayne. What was this hard drive about?
Well, this was what is it called? An Asus wireless dual. It's a 1 terabyte external hard drive. So it's wireless, so it's got an internal battery. You charge it up and it's like 6 hours hotspot. Okay. And then you get out of it. 6 hours hotspot out of it. And then so you can stream everything to it.
And it has a built-in SD card reader?
Yeah. So we're thinking of using it, so when we get lots of content of videos, we can just dump it on.
So we can, any mobile device or laptop, we can just wirelessly connect to this hard drive.
Remove the SD card from the GoPro and just slap it in.
And then transfer all the data over.
So think about an external hard drive. Usually it connects to a device, so you can transfer files, right?
Yeah.
Physically with a cable. But this is pretty amazing because it's got Wi-Fi. It's got its own battery, right?
Yeah.
So that thing is basically a computer. You don't need to connect it to anything.
Dump.
With the app on your phone, you can connect to the device and you can transfer wirelessly.
So yeah, that's pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah, that was like really 950 Hong Kong dollars. So
which is about 120 US.
Yeah.
Not bad.
The next one up was the Western Digital. That was 2 terabytes. That was like 1,500. That's a bit of overkill, really, at 2 terabyte.
No, it was more for the 2 terabyte. That price was for 1 terabyte as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's
more. But the Western Digital.
The Asus one was pretty economic. No, the price wise was pretty good.
Yeah.
So I might go back and buy. Yeah,
Asus is a good brand.
For me, the killer feature was the SD slot, meaning because you don't have to connect it to the device, you just plug it in,
and
it dumps everything onto the hard drive.
Because I've seen variations of this before, but I really never looked into it. But I didn't know there was going to be one with everything combined.
Yeah.
And this is like the perfect thing, really.
Price point was the biggest surprise to me.
Yeah.
$1,000.
And what about the...
The cables.
Yeah.
Oh, so this was a nightmare. We spent weeks looking for this cable.
What this cable is about.
This cable connects things.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so for weeks, we've been playing around with audio cables and video cables and all this stuff. And we used to, the first podcast, record off a lavalier mic. But this lavalier mic is not your traditional lavalier mic that connects into a computer or a recording device. It's a special one adapted to plug into a smartphone. So if you look at a normal 3.5 jack, it's got
separators.
Yeah, there's two sections.
Basically the headphone.
The headphone.
The normal two sections, left and right, isn't it?
And the other one is stereo, left and right.
Yeah, the channels, left and right channel.
Left normal. And right channel, and there's the recording one.
No, so normal one, there's no...
No recording.
Traditional is just left and right.
Left and right.
Yeah, audio out, because it goes into the device.
Yeah.
What's special with the smartphone connectors, the 3.5, I think Apple started this trend. They added the hands-free. So if you look at your Apple headphones, or most headphones that come with the telephone with a hands-free, it's got three connections. It's got microphone left and right.
Yeah.
So it's got audio in and audio out. So listen and record. So what we've been looking for weeks is an extension cord just to extend your traditional hands-free or our lavalier mic.
Yeah.
But we managed to find two stalls that had the cable.
Didn't work.
We tried like five cables.
Yeah.
And only one of the cables worked. And
the last, it was literally, we went back for something. And then literally on the way out, I spotted that cable.
Yeah, by sheer chance.
Sheer chance. But even the bunch of cables, there was about 20 of them. And only
one or two
worked, right?
Yeah.
So we had to physically test one. That's the thing with shopping in some sort of pool, right? You're going to have to test the equipment that you buy or cables that you buy. Because one working doesn't mean the other works, so... You need to physically test it.
It's only $30 a cable.
Yeah, it's the hassle of going there. And then, you know. But yeah, so we got two. One for the main one, and then you have one of them spare.
Yeah, so now we can extend the lavalier mic. So if we want to put it on a pole, or even at a distance.
Or you can extend your block, your multi-splitter block.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the Rode, I don't know what it's called. It's basically allows you to plug in to an iPhone. One set of headphones plus two mics.
Yeah.
Lavalier mics. So you can dual record.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good for interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, we can use that next time because we have two mics now.
So,
next week. Next week is Chinese New Year.
Yep.
It is. So, Gong Hei Fat Choy to all of our listeners.
Sun Lin Fai Lo.
Sun Lin Fai Lo.
Yep. And it's the year of the...
Monkey. It's my year.
You're a monkey?
I'm a monkey.
You know how
you're a spunky monkey. Funky monkey. It's a funky monkey.
Funky monkey, yeah. Yes.
Alright, so yeah, so great news because, you know...
Everybody's going to take a break.
We're going to take a break. I'll be away for a couple of weeks, but doesn't mean there's no content. Content will be still be flowing.
By the time you actually listen to this podcast is going to fit the Chinese New Year one. So
that's right. That's right.
That's why we're recording it earlier this week.
Yep. And great thanks to everyone who's been involved with our site. You know, your continued support is required, and thanks. Without you, we wouldn't be here.
We won't be doing anything because there's no viewers.
No, but it's because of you guys that support us, you know. Just continue to visit our site, listen to our podcast, watch our, you know, YouTube, you know, so.
Feedback. Give us feedback.
Yeah. Until then.
Gong Hei Fa Choy.
Gong Hei Fa Choy. And
Happy Year of Monkey.
Happy Year of the Monkey.
It's a monkey.
Yeah.
Monkey, yeah. 36.
Yeah. So until then, see you guys.
Zaijian.
Bye.
Bye.